Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So you got, like, favorites for the Super Bowl all getting their asses beat in week one. It started last Thursday with the Chiefs getting rocked 21-20 by the Lions in their biggest win maybe ever in franchise history. And then the Bengals showed up Sunday at the Dog Pound in the alleged Battle of Ohio and got worked by the Browns. And the Seahawks, a lot of people think that they could win the NFC West. They got rolled by the Los Angeles Rams, and it wasn't even close. A lot of people think these are alleged Super Bowl contenders, like the Chiefs and Bengals. If they don't win the Super Bowl, it's just a horrible season. A lot of people wouldn't buy Seattle as a Super Bowl team, but what about the Niners? They crushed the Steelers in Pittsburgh. The game was over in the second quarter. The Browns game was 24-3 Cleveland. Joe Burrow got all his money, $55 million a year, $275 million in the deal, over $200 million plus of it guaranteed. And then he had his worst game ever, 14 of 31 for just 82 yards. That's embarrassing. I mean, that was literally like the worst day of anyone, maybe except for like Daniel Jones, who had maybe the worst game he's ever had in his entire life against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. The Bengals, how about on third down? 2 of 15 attempts on third down. Burrow threw a career-high 70% of his passes outside the numbers, going 8 of 22 for only 44 yards on those passes. The bottom line is Jim Schwartz is a great defensive coordinator, and the Browns have him now, and that means their defense means business. And they're playing the Steelers next week on Monday Night Football. The Browns put Garrett over center, and thus he had the quickest shot at Burrow off the snap instead of coming from the outside. That's two seasons in a row that the Bengals have lost their opener. Cincinnati has gone 9-7 before November in the past two seasons and 13-4 afterwards. Now, Seattle ended up playing without rookie first-round corner Devon Witherspoon, and they had vet Jamal Adams out, and the Rams were playing without Cooper Kupp. It didn't matter. The Rams rolled them in Seattle at Lumen Field, and the defense couldn't stop the Rams all day long. every other Rams drive ended in a touchdown, a field goal, or a failed field goal attempt. Matt Stafford wasn't sacked. He was knocked down twice on 38 dropbacks. The Rams had no names coming up big for him. Tutu Atwell and Puka Nacua. Each of them had 119 yards on the day. Geno Smith didn't even have pressure. The Seahawks weren't forced to punt once during the first half. Four drives, they got a touchdown, two field goals, and a 39-yarder that hit the upright from Jason Myers. So they just weren't converting, really. At the end of the day, they couldn't do anything. In the second half, they picked up two net yards across five drives. One first down in five drives. One first down total. Smith was 16 of 26 for 112 yards and seven first downs on 29 dropbacks. Honestly, did you see this guy, Tyreek Hill, at the Dolphins? 11 catches for 215 yards and three touchdowns. The guy is a freak. It's the third time in his career he's reached 215 yards in a game. His career high is 269. The Dolphins just couldn't be stopped. Tua outplayed Justin Herbert. It was a great game. And the bottom line is the Dolphins went out to L.A. and pulled it off. The Dallas Cowboys were unbelievable. A special teams TD, a defensive touchdown in the first quarter. They sacked Daniel Jones seven times. They were up 26-0 at the half. Fans were booing at Snoopy. The Giants were finished. They got routed 40-0. That is just absolutely humiliating. And remember, McCarthy called the plays. He said he was having fun. Dak only threw for 143 yards because he didn't need to do anything. I mean, the Cowboys' pass rush is evil, and their depth on the back end is sick, too. How good can this defense be? We'll see, but they look for real, total domination. So what's the verdict on Jordan Love? 15 for 27, 245 yards, three touchdown passes, no picks. He completed 8 of 10 on third or fourth down, converting 7 for first downs as the Packers ripped the Bears at Soldier Field 38-20, and he didn't have Watson playing at all. The Steelers were embarrassing. Speaking of bad performances, they got whacked 30-7 by the Niners in Pittsburgh. I bet on San Francisco -2. Purdy did it again, threw a couple of TD passes to lead the Niners. He threw for 220 yards and hit the pair of TDs to Ayuk. And the bottom line is the Steelers couldn't stop him. Christian McCaffrey ran for 151 yards and caught three passes for 17 more. Niners start out with a huge performance. Five sacks, three of them by second-year Drake Jackson. And they intercepted Pickett twice. And everybody in Pittsburgh was bummed out and drinking their beer warm. The Steelers didn't get their initial first down until Harris ran for 24 yards with less than 2 minutes to go in the opening half. I mean, it was awful. And, I mean, Pickett did throw a three-yard dart to Freiermuth for a TD. It was 20-7, but they got blown out still. McCaffrey had the 65-yard race down the sideline to give San Francisco their 20-point lead back. He had the long touchdown run and looked incredible. He said when you got wide receivers that block like that, it's a special feeling for a running back because you know and truly feel like your guys have your back. T.J. Watt got three sacks to tie James Harrison's franchise record of 80.5 sacks. Watt pulled even with Harrison during a third quarter sack of Purdy. Watt did it in 88 games. It took Harrison 177 games to set the record. By the way, longtime Steelers tackle Cameron Hayward left in the second quarter with a groin injury and never came back. Deontay Johnson, their excellent receiver, left in the third quarter after he tweaked his right hamstring after a 26-yard gain. He pulled up lame. The Niners visit the Rams next Sunday. The Steelers have Cleveland on Monday Night Football in Pittsburgh. How about the Eagles? Jalen Hurts threw a touchdown, and Darius Slay had a 70-yard pick six hizzy for a TD. Philly had the huge early lead, 16-0, but they had to hang on in Foxborough to beat the Pats 25-20. The Eagles got a couple of early turnovers by the Pats, and they spoiled the Tom Brady Day celebration with a win. Hurts was 22 of 33 for 170 yards and the TD. He did have a costly fumble in the fourth that gave the Pats a chance to win the game. Jake Elliott kicked four field goals for Philly. They didn't reach the end zone after the first quarter. It was unbelievable. Nick Sirianni said, was it our cleanest opportunity? No. We've got a lot of things to clean up. We didn't finish some drives late in the game. Mac Jones went 35 of 54 for 316 yards, three TDs and a pick. Kendrick Bourne had two TD catches. Hunter Henry had another catch for a TD as the Pats outgained the Eagles 382 to 251. So maybe the Eagles aren't as good as we think they are. Mac Jones said, I feel like in the most critical times I played my worst. I know I can do it. I've done it before. I let the defense down, and I'll have to live with it. Philly had a 19-14 edge in the fourth quarter, stretched it to 22-14 when Elliott kicked a 48-yarder that hit the left upright, but it fell through. He said, it's fun getting to go out there and earn it. I love having all those opportunities. I know it was a little more interesting than we wanted it to be, but that's what we prepare for. Here's the deal. The Eagles host Minnesota Thursday night, and the Patriots host Miami next Sunday night on Sunday Night Football. Good luck with that. I don't know how the Pats are going to stop the Dolphins from going into the end zone. The Jags scored late and won by 10 in Indy. The Bucs upset the Vikes. Saints by 1 over the Titans. Commanders won, didn't cover against the Cards. Ravens covered and ripped the Texans 25-9. And the Raiders win 17-16 in Denver. Unbelievable games on Sunday. Pain Day week one in the books, and it just keeps rolling from here. You gotta love it. Games every Monday, Thursday, and tons of them on Sundays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.